This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. July 20th, my birthday today. Today's the big V-Day for Wayne Allyn Root, working today as I always do, because they're trying to destroy the greatest country in world history ever blessed by God, the great United States of America. And so if they're willing to work 24-7 and hit us from 1,000 angles, I'm willing to work 24-7, even on birthdays and Christmas. I'm always working. And if you saw my column out today, The Things I Know to Be Truth, I think you'll really enjoy it. You'll find it out at thegatewaypundit.com right now, and a little bit later today it'll be up at my site. RootForAmerica.com, and you'll hear it again. I'll read it to start off hour number three. But to start off hour number two, we got the great Charlie Kirk with us, the founder of Turning Point USA, national talk radio host on radio and TV. His new book will be released July 26th, so coming up in about a week, The College Scam, How America's Universities Are Bankrupting and Brainwashing Away the Future of America's Youth. Charlie Kirk, welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, there's a little dichotomy going on, because you're 100% right that these colleges are brainwashing factories, and they're brainwashing all our kids to be ultra, ultra left to the point of socialist, communist, Marxist. But on the other hand, you run this brilliant organization called Turning Point that proves there are still a lot of smart kids who have good foundations from mom and dad, and they're conservatives, and they're Christians, and they believe in God, and they believe in Trump, and they believe in Reagan, and they're still coming out of college with good heads on their shoulders. So you admit there's a lot of good kids out there, too, who resist this brainwashing, right?
Yeah, it's the hilarious irony, actually, and this is one of the reasons why I decided that all profits of the book are going to go to Turning Point USA. So you could buy the book to learn how terrible colleges are, to finance the rescue mission to make sure kids are hearing the truth on college campuses. So it all kind of works in one, like, circle of life, you could say. But look, there is a lot of hope. Of course there is. But, you know, we make no qualms about it at Turning Point USA. A lot of our kids are in the ideological minority at many of these universities and a lot of these colleges. And so we also have to look at the moving average. I mean, of course there's good colleges. Of course there's good students out there. Of course we're going to keep on doing this work at Turning Point USA. But what is the average? The average is that the vast majority of these schools and the vast majority of these students are falling prey to these awful ideas and, quite honestly, these totalitarian tactics that we see being employed on these campuses.
And the worst thing about it is, when I was a kid, Charlie, I went to Columbia University, Ivy League school, and the Ivy Leagues were always horrible, and all the kids were just, mm-hmm. you know, basically bragged they were communists. And when they announced that Reagan was shot, a kid ran into the room breathless and said, "The president's been shot. They've assassinated Reagan." So from those words, people thought Reagan was dead. Do you know what the reaction of my class was?
They probably applauded, or they were happy.
Standing ovation. Cheers and standing ovation. And I was sitting there as a big fan of Reagan, and I'd met him, and I loved him, and my parents had endorsed him because my parents started the New York State Conservative Party. And so I knew Reagan, and I went in the bathroom, and I literally threw up. I'm not joking. I went in the bathroom, I cried, and I vomited because I thought Reagan was dead, and my classmates were cheering the death of someone I loved. So I was so sickened by it. That tells you how bad the Ivy League schools were. Today, they're kind of all like that. You know, UNLV is as far as you get from Ivy League. And UNLV is like a communist brainwashing factory.
Right.
How did it happen that it spread from Ivy Leagues to average schools?
You know, it spread at, you know, massive rate. And, you know, this mind pathogen is not just contained to the Ivy League schools, because they took over the teaching colleges. They took over what was able to kind of be the top of the tributary that taught other teachers and other instructors exactly how to think about these things. And then they were able to overtake the curriculum. They were able to take over where the credentialing actually occurs. And look, you think about people that go to college, you know, you talk about your son and he succeeded. He got out of college. He doesn't want to go back to become a professor. He's in business. He didn't make a bunch of money. Same with you. The left, they actually want to go back to college. They feel comfortable there, right? So because of that, they naturally repopulated it. And people like us kind of, let's get out and go into the real world.
Oh, I always wanted to get, I couldn't wait to get out of Columbia. As a matter of fact, I often brag to everyone that class of 83 Columbia was me and Barack Obama, but I never showed up at the graduation. He was in the book along with me, but I graduated a half year early, Charlie, in 3.5 years, and I left in January of 1983. I never showed up at the graduation because I was out making money in the real world, and I was laughing at people that still cared about wearing a gown and a cap while I'm out making $100,000 in those days. So I never showed up at my Columbia graduation. I couldn't wait to get out of that school, to get away from those commies. The only argument I have with you is that sheepskin did open some doors for me in my career. Whenever I tell people I'm an Ivy League grad, they go, oh, okay, and they kind of have a new level of respect for you. That's it. That's the only reason it's any good.
Yeah, no, the piece of paper can be a golden ticket. It's an expensive golden ticket.
Right.
You got to be willing to go into debt. I say this to young people. If you think you can keep your values, there's an argument to go to Harvard or Yale or Columbia because you'll be taken more seriously. It's rather unfair.
Or Stanford. Yeah, that's my favorite college nowadays, Stanford. But it's also a communist brainwashing factory, too. I know that. So the only thing I would say is that I never learned one thing at Columbia that I ever used in the real world to make a dollar. They had nothing to do with my success other than it opened a few doors for me. And a lot of people would have thought, oh, Wayne's just another this or another talk show host or another sports guy. Except then I would go, yeah, but I've got an Ivy League degree. And they go, oh. So that was the only thing it did for me is that. But in those days, I think it was $10,000 a year or $9,000 a year when I went to Columbia. Today it's $80,000 a year. Is it worth $80,000 a year? No. Nothing's worth $80,000 a year. Nothing. So I would say that you're 99% right with a few exceptions. And let's talk about the stolen election because I want to hear where you come down on what happened in 2020. Are you with me that the election was clearly stolen? Yeah.
I was in the movie 2,000 Mules, so yes. I mean,
there we go.
Enthusiastically,
we go. Yes. And so what do you say when a liberal says, but 61 judges turned it down, you guys have nothing. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, that wasn't even what was being contested in the courts. Secondly, it was incomplete because we didn't have all the evidence, right? Third, a lot of judges are also very sheepish and feckless.
Right.
And that's not the question in front of us. The question is, now, all things being equal, do we have sufficient evidence that there was an interstate ballot trafficking operation that swung the 2020 election? Of course. That's the only question. And I think Dinesh D'Souza proved that rather convincingly in 2000 Mules.
Right. And I've said again and again, look at what happened in Roe versus Wade. It took a lot of chutzpah and cojones to rule what they did in Roe versus Wade. But now they're all being threatened with their lives. Someone came to assassinate one of them. There's a lot of people out there that are probably looking to burn their homes down, hurt their wives or children. When it comes to overturning election, I think it would have been 1,000 times worse.
That's right.
I think every judge was scared to death and intimidated that thugs from Antifa and BLM would ruin their lives, ruin their wives' lives or spouses' lives, and their children's lives, and that was what weighed on all of their shoulders and minds, in my opinion.
That's exactly right. And so it's also, that doesn't mean that we're wrong, right? That's a false flag argument. It's a red herring. Okay, so you have 61 judges that disagreed with the technical nature of all of that. That doesn't mean that we don't have the evidence now that could be presented in front of it. So it's a silly argument.
It's a silly argument, but, you know, I did say from the beginning, Charlie, I know there were a lot of hosts that said the election wasn't stolen. You and I are on the same team that it was. I know in every vein, every capillary, every cell in my body was stolen. But I also knew from day one we were never going to get it overturned. I kept hearing all these people saying, oh, President Trump's coming back with the military, and they're going to declare martial law. And I kept saying, what are you people talking about? It's never going to happen. What we have to do is win in November, and then we've got to win again in 2024.
That's right.
And I am worried that we aren't going to make it to 2024 because Biden is destroying, or whoever his handlers are, is destroying the country so quickly that it may not be repairable by 2024. What say you?
I think we'll survive. I think the states need to start to stand up and start doing something. I think Arizona needs to start to really take a leadership role in that regard, and same with Texas. But look, we have to have a good November. The midterms are critically important. You know, it can't be one where we just sit idly by and hope things get better. It's a time to really, you know, convincingly and overwhelmingly overwhelm the system. That has to be our message. But I think America's going to make it in what shape or form, I'm not sure.
All right, so I asked that question for a particular reason. I want to get your take on the following. If the election was stolen, you and I agree, in 2020, what do you think has radically changed for 2022 midterms that you're confident that it won't be rigged again in various states?
Depends what state. In Wisconsin, something has radically changed. They've banned drop boxes. That's a big change. A judge came in and overturned the use of drop boxes. In Arizona, at least, there's no more Zucker money coming in to finance a lot of these drop boxes. There's still going to be some infrastructure there. In Georgia, they've done something similar. In Georgia, they made very slight changes to signature verification, so I'm not convinced it's going to be enough. So the answer to your question is not enough, but I will say there is one major change, is that we have done a major exposure operation, which I think they're a little bit sheepish to go about doing it again. I really do. Because there's been so much attention, I don't think they're going to be as brazen to do what they did last time.
Well, and I would argue also the other thing in our favor, thank God, is that they hadn't seen how bad Biden was and how bad the Democrats were at running the country, and they didn't know anything about $6 gas in those days, or $7 gas, or $8 gas.
Yes.
So maybe, just maybe, there's enough people that are going to come out and vote Republican that the other side can't rig enough. I've always said they can rig like maybe 8 to 10 points, but I don't know that they can rig 20 without being discovered. So there's a limit to what they can do, and we might outvote them like Trump did in 16. That would be my thought.
Yeah, that's right. I totally agree with that. That's right.
All right. Charlie Kirk's new book is coming out on the 26th, a little less than a week from today, 6 days from today, The College Scam, How America's Universities Are Bankrupting and Brainwashing Away the Future of America's Youth. And he's fighting and slugging away, and that's why we appreciate everything you do, Charlie. God bless you. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Raw and unfiltered.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne on the Root, the Root's on fire. The country is so screwed, the supply chain is so screwed, that one of my fans reported that he's in the air conditioning business, you know, AC repair, and he has a customer that needs a new AC, and I used to be able to get it within a week, within days or a week, and now it's 25 weeks out to get the air conditioning. And I answered him back, and he hasn't answered yet. I said, I sure hope what you're talking about is some specialized commercial unit for a gigantic business, because you can't be talking about a residential unit, because in Las Vegas, if your air conditioning broke and your house had no AC, you'd have to move out of your house. In other words, you might be able to last a day with fans on or two, but you could, you know, and that's only if you had air conditioning in like one wing of your house. In other words, upstairs it was on, downstairs it was out, or downstairs it was on, upstairs it was out. If you have half your house air conditioned, it would work so hard that it would never get probably below like 77 degrees, and you'd want to move out. You couldn't last more than 2 or 3 days. But 25 weeks, forget it. That's the whole summer and beyond. And so you'd have to abandon your home. I assume he's talking about a commercial unit. But then you're talking about a business out of business if you have no air conditioning for 25 weeks. So I can't wait to hear what he tells me in response. I'm dying to hear. His name is Randy. Randy, call me back. Or email me back. Excuse me. Email me back and let me know what the story is. It can't be a small residential air conditioning because no one could wait 25 days, let alone 25 weeks. Must be some sort of specialized, gigantic air conditioning for a place the size of Costco. But nonetheless, that means your business is in major trouble for 25 weeks. This is America today. It's amazing that people understand what Biden has done to this country. Okay, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And the one thing you got to do is you got to find a way to lose the fat in your body so you stay healthy. You got to. There was just some story in UK Daily Mail today, and I love reading, you know, I love reading about politics, I love reading about business, I love reading about football. I'm still an NFL fan, despite all the idiots who kneel for the national anthem. I still love the NFL because football's in my blood and has been since the day I was born, and I played it, and I was good at it, and I love watching it, and I love betting on it. So I'm sorry to say that's one of the few vices I have, is I love watching football. But having said that, there was an article in the UK Daily Mail. The only other topic I love is health and fitness. And there was an article about, you know, how do you avoid strokes? And there were seven ways to do it. And all of them were about finding ways to eliminate fat, whether it's diet, whether it's exercise, whatever it is, you've got to find a way to minimize fat in your body. That's what Energized Health does. It gets rid of fat. It isn't a weight loss program. It's a fat loss program. And of course, quite naturally, when you lose fat, most people lose weight. If you have fat to lose, you probably have weight to lose, but not everybody. If you're in good shape, like I was, to begin with, I lost 25 pounds of fat. Almost every pound of it was dangerous inner body visceral fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days on the program, and now it's 20 months later, and I look and feel incredible, and I look 15 years younger than I am, and I'll be on this program forever, because it's simple and easy. But I didn't really have weight to lose, so I lost like 5 pounds on the scale, but I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all inner body fat. Andrew Pauls, my producer, and he's skinny as could be, looks like a marathon runner, he lost 38 pounds of inner body fat, mostly inner body fat. But he didn't lose weight on the scale. He had nothing to lose weight-wise, just fat-wise. When you lose fat and gain muscle, you don't lose weight because muscle's heavier than fat. Anyway, go to EnergizeHealth.com right now, energizehealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 40% off. Go to energizehealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. You want to be around and have high energy to fight this battle. To fight this battle for the soul of America, for the survival of America, for your children's future. And the only way to do that is to be in great shape, physical shape, mental shape, and to lose the weight so you do not die of cancer, heart disease, strokes, etc., etc. Got to get in great shape. The Port of Los Angeles director says U.S. supply chain at risk if rail service does not improve. I keep telling you there are so many ways that our supply chain is screwed. I read you earlier in the show that water cuts devastate U.S. farms, another blow to the food supply. And now we've got problems with the rail service. I mean, can enough things go wrong in the United States of America? Coming up next, by the way, in the show, we've got another guest that you'll want to hear from if you're in the Nevada area, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who is the Republican nominee for governor of Nevada. The Clark County Sheriff oversees the Vegas Metro Police Department. He is now the Republican candidate for governor, and we'll hear how he intends to win this race and clean up the state of Nevada and the city of Las Vegas. Sheriff Joe Lombardo coming up next, the Republican gubernatorial candidate on Wayne on the Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Best guest in the country. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about rising costs of food and gas. Republicans are blaming Democrat spending packages they've passed in the last year. But House Majority Leader from Maryland, Steny Hoyer, says it's all COVID-19's fault.
During the pandemic, people were shut in their homes. They weren't consuming, and suppliers were cutting inventory because people weren't buying.
Do you think we're through the worst of it then? Do you think we're through the worst of it right now?
I certainly hope we're the worst of it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Firefighters in London receive... Firefighters in London are receiving a record number of calls as Europe deals with an extreme heat wave. London's mayor saying that Tuesday was the most busy day for fire service in the city since World War II. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, Wayne, now the Ruth, Roots on Fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network and soon broadcast on two different TV networks. My new TV show will start on Real America's Voice TV Network starting mid-August. We'll get you the start date in the next week or so, times and start date, and then I'll have another TV show to announce Monday through Friday. 1 hour of this radio show will turn the cameras on, and we'll be on national TV with a with a TV show that's part of the radio show. Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. So I'll have coverage 7 days a week on TV as well as 5 days a week on radio. Lots of great stuff going on. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Amio Life, one of my favorite companies. They join me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day to build my immune system, their natural silver mouthwash. Silver gel, I put it on my face at night before I go to bed. I suck on their silver lozenges to keep my voice alive with all this talking I do all day long. And they are giving you a 30% discount because of inflation. I told them I want to have a great deal for my listeners and my fans, so could you give them a huge discount? And they gave a 30% discount. Thank you, Amio Life. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what the price. So they're giving 30% off. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to get 30% off, or give them a call directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to get 30% off, 800-422-8148, AmioLife.com. I think they sponsored the show for like 6 years now. Sheriff Joe Lombardo is our guest, the Republican nominee for governor of Nevada, Clark County Sheriff, overseeing the billion-dollar-plus budget of the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. An incredible role that he's had for several years now, and now he's headed for the big spot of the state, governor. And Sheriff Joe Lombardo's with us. Welcome to the show, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Alan. Thank you for having me.
All right, so listen, let's talk about the main issues of your campaign. Why would you be a better governor than Steve Sisolak? Let everybody know, you know, what difference it will make when you become the governor versus the liberal Democrat that's been running the show for 4 years.
That's a pretty simple question to answer. I mean, it's about crisis management. So if you look at the original reason why I put my toe in the water and made this decision to change my current profession into the governorship is because of crisis management. And, you know, and that's on the heels of the response to COVID, the failure to provide leadership or communication. Excuse me, Wayne. I need that silver product you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get you some. I'm going to get you some.
I got a frog in my throat. But, you know, it's just experience and the leadership and the trust factor that the Nevadans are lacking, and the direction that the current governor has taken the state. I mean, there's a total disregard, lack of vision associated with the education system, diversifying the economy so we can be successful into the future. And more importantly, part and parcel of what I do on a daily basis is law and order. All the flawed policies that have come out of this single party rule under his leadership or under his direction, and the policies that affect the cops from ability to do their job, and the softening on crime and more concern for the suspects versus the victims. Those are all the reasons why.
All right. Now, you know, a lot of my fans, and I get, you know, over 2,000 letters a week, and a lot of them are from Las Vegas and from Nevada, and I read every letter. And a lot of my fans are big conservatives, and they supported Joey Gilbert as an example for governor. And I want you to address them. I want you to address what you would say to them, why they should come over to your side, and why we need to unite the Republican Party to win this thing.
Well, you brought it up right when you kicked this off. I have the leadership and experience to do the job. Unlike Sisolak, when he showed up day one, a prior chairman of the county commission, and prior to that, a telemarketer, he didn't really have an understanding of leadership or the ability to communicate to the folks a vision or a plan of action to get the job done. That's what I've done for 34 years. I mean, you know, and I'm not here to disparage Joey Gilbert. I'm the nominee. I'm the one that was elected. But I believe the resumes are twofold, you know, difference on his ability to run an office such as the governor as compared to mine. I've been there. I've done that. And I have a vision for the future.
And what I'm trying to get at is you're extending the olive branch. You want all Republicans to come together and unite behind you. It's a gigantic difference between Joe Lombardo and Steve Sisolak, and they should come out and support your team. That's really the point I'm trying to make. You want all Republicans on the side, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, wholeheartedly, arms open. I would embrace them when they come on board, and I'm going to give them an ear to listen to what their issues are and their concerns are, and I'll be a voice for them, just like anybody else, just like Joey Gilbert would have been. And I think it's important for us to be successful because it comes down to a math problem in Nevada. You know, unfortunately, the Democrats outregister the Republicans, and we're going to need them on board for us to win this thing in November. And even the Democrats are upset with the current governor and his likability and his lack of leadership and communication. I'll say it ad nauseum, and I'll keep repeating it. It's the same old story. And all you have to do is ask yourself, is your life any better 4 years later than it was when Sisolak was elected? And I guarantee you the answer is no. And I need Joey Gilbert's people and the entire Republican Party to help me in this endeavor. And without them, we will not be successful.
Right. And listen, I know that a lot of the negativity was because they said, well, he's not a Trump guy. Well, Trump endorsed you. So obviously you are a Trump guy. And if Trump runs in 2024, it would be good to have you leading this state to help Trump get reelected and lead the campaign in Nevada. I assume you would call yourself a Trump guy, correct?
Right. I mean, that's the reason why Trump endorsed me. That's the reason why, you know, I accepted his endorsement wholeheartedly because of his policies throughout his presidency and the direction and the movement forward that he brought the country into. And unfortunately, he didn't win in reelection, but we, you know, we can hang our head down for a short period of time, but we got to pull it back up and have some vision to move the country and the state forward. And if Mr. Trump decides to run for president again, I'll be there supporting him in that endeavor.
Okay. And when you said, you know, Sisolak, if you like the direction of the state in the last 4 years, Wayne Root, what I think about that I think was the most destructive policies of Steve Sisolak for the last 4 years, I think of COVID. I think of shutting down the strip, having lockdowns when lockdowns are proven to not work. I think of mask mandates when mask mandates, I see articles every day that prove they don't work. In every country in the world that has the strictest mask mandates, they have more COVID than in the countries that don't have mask mandates and have never made people mask up. And I think of vaccine mandates. If you want to take the vaccine, take it, but no one should be forced to take it. I want my people to know that you're on the right side of those kind of issues. You're not the type of guy that would lock down the strip, mask mandate and vaccine mandate. You believe in freedom.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit all the important points on that, Wayne, and it's just important for your listeners to know that I exactly believe in your position there. And it is. It's self-awareness. It's self-education. You know, the word I would use is educate versus mandate. You know, teach yourself or have an understanding, educate yourself on the nuances associated with the vaccine and make that educated decision on your own. There's no reason for the federal government to be in that space nor to mandate it upon you. And then if you look at the mask, I've said it from day one. From day one, you know, let's just back up a minute. You know, I supported the vaccines. I said, yeah, I got the vaccine. I believe it's beneficial, but I never ever supported a mandate on that piece. And if you look at the mask, I said from day one, even though the governor asked me and my police department to do enforcement on them, which I refused to do, the mask are not practical. They don't make sense. The science isn't there. I believe the virus would live on the outside of the mask, and in turn, you're touching it all day.
Exactly.
So it's more detrimental versus beneficial. And you said it. You said the science isn't there. And, you know, and the other thing on that, they never mandated what the material would be. And even the surgeons and the scientists say it has to be that N95 material or better for it to have any resemblance of an effect. And that was never done. It was all political theater. Political theater from day one.
Exactly. And by the way, I think the worst political theater out of any of it was the non-essential businesses. You know, let's close some people's businesses, let's close restaurants, and let's leave other people open like Costco and Home Depot and Walmart. Why would you close somebody's small business and stop them from earning a living and starve their family and they lose their house, but you leave Costco open? Does that make any sense to you, Sheriff Lombardo?
No. You know, it's got to be the smartest virus in the history of the world, right?
Right.
It knows right where not to go and to go, right?
Right.
Here's the irony behind that. The governor currently has announced that he's going on the summer tour of businesses, and that he supports small businesses. And can you imagine the irony of that? But he's not talking to anybody that he put out of business, right?
Right.
Only the people that were able to sustain themselves. And it's ironic that it would come to that, because he wants people to believe, false or not, that he's in support of small business. And I think it's asinine. Yeah, you're right, Wayne. You said that how do you measure? How do you measure the difference, essential and non-essential? And what is the science behind that? What is the mathematics behind that? And he never professed that. He always says it's based on science, but we were never made aware exactly what it was.
Yeah, you know, I... Listen, I would say to every Joey Gilbert fan out there, I would say to every John Lee fan, every Guy Nora fan out there, look, the difference between Sheriff Joe Lombardo and Steve Sisolak is night and day. We've got to rally. We've got to unite behind our candidate for governor of this state, Joe Lombardo. He's a good guy, and I hope we'll have him on a regular basis on the show between now and the election, and I hope he will become the next governor of this state. Joe, thank you for coming on the show.
Wayne, I appreciate your support wholeheartedly. I don't say that in jest. I actually do.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my Roll and Go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And, of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. I saw a great article out there because somebody who wrote it sent it to me and said, hey, Wayne, this is the perfect compliment to the article you wrote today at Gateway Pundit. And I looked at it, and it really was a very good compliment to my column. And so I was going to read it to you, but I have to find it first. And I have 100 sheets in front of me, literally 100 sheets of articles from every place you can imagine. But, I may not find it in time to read it to you. So what can I tell you? I'll lead it off in one of the segments either later today or tomorrow. I'll find it sometime. But it was truly a great article to compliment mine. But there's so much going on, it doesn't matter. So much going on for me to get to that I will just skip to all the big stories of the day. So here's a good one. He's a public employee. Fire his ass. Critics call for Jim Harbaugh, the head football coach at the University of Michigan, to be fired. Here's a guy who last year I think he went like 12-2, counting the bowl game or something like that, and finally beat Ohio State. And so he's a great football coach, and he did a great job last year. But in their minds, he should be fired because he came out as pro-life, anti-abortion and pro-life. He's a devout Catholic. And Harbaugh said, I believe in having the courage to let the unborn be born. And the response has been furious and overwhelming. And he just signed a 5-year, $36 million contract, and they want him to be fired. It's just incredible. If critics had their way, nobody is allowed to have a conservative view in this world or a Christian view in this world. Here's what he said. Is this offensive to anyone? I love life. I believe in having a loving care and respect for life and death. My faith and my science are what drives these beliefs in me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to nations. That was a quote from Jeremiah 1:5. So he quoted the Bible about, you know, basically all unborn children being God's children and part of God's plan. Matter of fact, he said, in God's plan, each unborn human truly has a future filled with potential, talent, dreams, and love. I have living proof in my family, my children, and the many thousands that I've coached that the unborn are amazing gifts from God to make this world a better place. To me, the right choice is to have the courage to let the unborn be born. And the immediate reaction was unhinged. He was accused of being full of deep, seething hatred of women. People accused him of publicly expressing his distaste for women's rights. Others called for Harbaugh to be fired for holding a pro-life view that's shared by tens of millions. Others said, F Jim Harbaugh. No one who actively attempts to deny women their most basic rights should be allowed to hold a position of influence at a public university. That includes University of Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh and his anti-woman fundraising. He's a public employee. Fire his ass. There's another great opinion for you. The ease with which many move to censorship is vividly on display, ladies and gentlemen. It's incredible. Whatever a conservative says, they want to tar us and feather us and destroy us, while liberals are free to be completely radical communist traitors to destroy the United States of America, or in the case of Antifa and BLM, burn the country to the ground, rob stores, rob individuals, carjack, home invade, murder, try and murder police officers, throw stones and Molotov cocktails into police cars, set police cars on fire, and that's all just hunky-dory. Everything's fine. You just can't believe what's going on in the United States of America. And then we've got a guy who I seethe in hatred for, the Biden Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg. Mayor Pete is, I think, probably the worst secretary, cabinet secretary, in the history of the United States of America, just as Joe Biden is the worst president in America's history, just as Kamala Harris is the worst vice president in history. I mean, they've set the standard, those three. They should win the Triple Crown. The three most ignorant human beings that ever lived, the three most delusional individuals that ever lived, and one has dementia. What's the excuse for the other two? So Kamala Harris is just a complete idiot. And she got her job by screwing her way to the top. But Mayor Pete Buttigieg, as I call him, or Mayor Pete Butthead for short, was the mayor of a small town in Indiana, a small state. And he was doing a lousy job at that. But he decided to run for president of the United States, which instantly makes you famous. And he's gay, which instantly made him the hero of every gay person in America and every bleeding heart liberal that thinks you're wonderful if you're gay. And this guy is the worst transportation secretary in the history of the human race. And he says again, the pain of high gas prices is a benefit because it forces people to accept a transition to the green energy agenda. The more pain you experience, the more your life is ruined. He thinks how great it is because it may force you to drive a crappy electric car. Screw you, Mayor Pete. And your resume that has only one sentence on it. I am gay. That's the only reason you got your job. Just like Kamala's resume said, I'm a woman and I'm black. That's it. Democrat Party chooses you because of your race or your sexual orientation. And because you're in a minority group. That's it. As far as performance goes, you're the worst in history. Nothing else needs to be said. Got to get rid of these people.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days.
You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.